Hey there, ladies and gents. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Just a quick note, this podcast was recorded on Cinco de Mayo, and I was feeling very sick over the weekend, so if the sound quality isn't up to snuff, that was partially the connection that we had over Skype combined with me being sick. So, hope you guys enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey, you buddy funsters. This freaky podcast is intended for real men, not pansies. So if you're offended by licking, or then turn off this podcast now. Otherwise, sit back, whip out your and enjoy the show. Remember, change hands at 100.
Hey everybody, welcome to VUniverse, the VU community podcast. I'm a guy named Raf, a fairly prolific VUser, who talks about whatever's on my mind and everybody else's, thus the community bullshit. And if you ever want to chat or something, just hit me up on Twitter, at VUniverse. Anyway, this week I have Steve.
Hi there.
He is a freaking Italian on VU. And I also have Chris.
Hello.
He is Chris Renteria on VU. I hope you guys are doing well. Fuck it, we'll keep going. I don't really care. This weekend in America, at least, the Avengers came out, and, this has been basically one of the most hyped movies of all year, I think. Maybe even ever. The most hyped movie. I don't know if it's ever, man. It might be.
Ever.
Okay, we'll go with ever. It's hugely hyped, at least among comic book fans and people who have been fans of the Marvel movies, that sort of thing. But it came out April 11th, 2012, I think, everywhere else in the world. So there are a lot of people who are like, I already saw it and this happened. It's like kind of hard to spoil a movie where you already know the backdrop of everything happening.
Yeah, personally, I loved it. I think it's one of the very few movies that actually lived up to the hype. That's right. Me personally, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it at midnight, and this coming from a guy who actually, you know, has read some of the comic books. So yeah, I was really excited when I saw it, and I thought it was great. I thought, kind of like what Steve said, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, haven't all three of us read some of the comic books, or at least some?
Yeah, I've not in so many years, but yeah, I was a big fan of Avengers back in the day.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't really seen all, or read all the comics, really. I mean, I know some Marvel backdrop, you know, I know the Civil War, that sort of thing. There's going to be another Avengers movie, because it already outgrossed their entire budget before the movie even came to American shores, which is kind of crazy. So, as you guys said, it lived up to the hype, at least. What do you think the overall reaction is? Have you seen anybody really hating on the movie at all? Like, people did Transformers, or... Wait, why am I even comparing Transformers? But
how dare you, Raph?
I'm sorry! Did everybody else think it lived up to the hype? The people you guys have talked to about the movie?
I've not heard anything bad, personally. Everybody I know says, you know what? They stayed very true to form. Joss Whedon did a great job of keeping very true to the original source material.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, exactly what Steve said. I mean, I have not heard one negative thing about it.
I have heard a couple of negative things, a couple of dissenters, especially on VU. Like, I recently sent out a question saying, hey, anybody who's seen it, whatever. There were some people who were like, hey, so the movie was just okay, but it didn't live up to the hype. I guess if you like Marvel movies, then you'll like it. If you don't, you won't. And then the reason I brought up Transformers is because another person actually mentioned Transformers and compared it to the Avengers. I know, right? It's not a Michael Bay movie. At least this one had a plot.
Thank God.
And less boobies. Or focus on Megan Fox or whatever. I don't know. Because we all know that's the most important thing in a Michael Bay movie. Explosions and girls. So, yeah.
He's going to direct the next movie about Jesus.
Yeah.
Have explosions and girls and Jesus.
God, that would be insane. Like, having... I'm going to get really blasphemous here for any Christians. If you're going to be offended, well, fuck you.
In other words, we're sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, during a crucifixion scene, like, all of a sudden, this Roman like stabs Jesus in the heart, and instead of water, there comes out fire and explosions.
Oh my god!
And then Mary Magdalene, the prostitute that Jesus like knew, is all of a sudden like looking all sexy, looking at him and stuff. That's just the image that came in my mind. I'm sorry.
You know what the sad part is? That actually might happen.
The Avengers, the Michael Bay edition. Saucy, saucy people.
Yes, yes.
We'll just go with that instead of calling everybody saucy fuckers. What? Okay. Welcome to a podcast, Chris. Anyway.
My virgin ears. No, I've said worse.
Yeah, but not on your own radio or the radio show you're a host of.
No,
so.
I can't, because otherwise I'd get kicked out. Not just the radio, because of school.
Oh. No big deal. No big deal.
You won't even mention the FCC.
Yeah, FCC.
Yeah. Transition!
Let's talk about the movie. Like, if you guys have noticed, like, before the movie was even released, everybody knew basically what the entire plot was. Like, we were talking a little bit before we started recording. Like, they mentioned who the villain was. There was going to be a large alien army. We already know the Avengers. And basically, we already knew the backdrop of the entire thing. Yeah, like, you look at a trailer and it's like, oh, hey, that's New York City. So you already know most of it. And then if anybody's seen any of the previous Marvel films, which not all of them were very good. Captain America.
The Iron Man 2.
Basically, everything was known before the movie even came out. Were you guys surprised about anything that happened in the movie? Or did the movie just was like so awesome that you didn't care if you were surprised?
I mean, I really just looked forward to see how everything developed and the effects of it. I wasn't that surprised by most of it. I think the biggest surprise was, like, you know, seeing Thor fight his brother kind of thing. Beyond that, I wasn't really surprised. I even knew the name of the alien race before going to the movie.
Yeah, wasn't it revealed on, like, IGN and a number of other places, too?
Yes. Chitauri for all you spoiler fuckers out there.
Well, exactly. What about you, Chris? Surprised about anything in the movie?
No, not really. I mean, it. Like, if I wasn't really surprised. I was just like Steve. I was like, I was wondering where things were gonna go.
Yeah. It was really interesting.
Like, the only thing that really surprised me was a certain person's death, which I won't mention.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, other than that, because I really liked this character, so. When that happened, I was like, what? Why? Other than that, it was like, I wasn't really surprised by anything.
Yeah, the Captain America cards. Oh god, they killed me.
Spoiler people, that was Agent Coulson.
Okay, we're just gonna spoil whatever's left of the movie.
In this podcast, you either see it or you want to be spoiled. It's that simple.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Most people who are listening, yeah. Back when I did a Mass Effect 3 podcast, people were like, no spoilers! Ah! Okay.
If you're listening, you either want to be spoiled, or you're just a sadist. It's that simple. Or, sorry, a masochist.
A masochist? I don't know. Usually masochists like being spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. So you're either a masochist or you're a sadist. You're a masochist or you want to be spoiled.
Either that or, well, it's also Cinco de Mayo, so people could be drunk and just clicking on this because it said Avengers.
That's true. Cinco de Drink, though.
Drinko de Mayo. Alright, so, about the villain, Loki, what did you guys think? Good? Bad? Was he just eh?
I took eh.
Eh?
He did deliver some great dialogue, but unfortunately, all the best dialogue had already been released.
Yeah, I mean, like, with Loki, I mean, I don't know what it was, I think I just liked him so much in Thor. That, like, when he transferred over to the Avengers, it's like, oh, he's already done everything. You already know his character.
Yeah.
Like Steve mentioned, they already said all the best lines in the movie. Like, you know, how desperate are you that, you know, you call upon such lost creatures to defend?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I haven't seen Thor, but everything I've heard, Loki steals the show in Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Thor?
He steals it, man. Okay. He's the best part of that movie.
Okay. Because I heard the rest of the movie was good, but not, like, nothing praiseworthy.
Yeah, it wasn't awesome, but I mean, it was still a pretty good Marvel movie.
Okay. Pretty good.
He makes the movie, though.
Yeah, though, we can't speak of any, a few other Marvel movies, like, the first Hulk movie.
All day long. I've got tons to say about it.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, we're talking about all the Avengers, so What do you have to say about it?
Well, the first Hulk movie, I ignore. It doesn't exist for me. And I'm sorry, but I like Kurt Bana as an actor. And Nick Nolte has his moments. But that first movie, I'm sorry, it was not the Hulk for me. The second one, The Incredible Hulk, that was much better with Edward Norton. It was definitely better. I wasn't 100% satisfied, to be honest.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, because it was like, the first one, my parents, like, saw it opening night, and they came back. I was still in high school when the movie came out, and they were like, that was definitely Barney on steroids. That's what they called it, so, yeah. Yeah, and then what's his name? Edward Norton, I think. I mean, he had a pretty good performance, but I think it was because he couldn't talk about being the Hulk, just like he couldn't talk about being in Fight Club. Don't know. Chris, okay, worst Marvel movies. Go.
Oh, man. That's a big question, but not really. Ghost Rider.
Oh, God. Oh, no. The temporary Fantastic Four guy. Oh, God.
Yeah, but yeah, the Fantastic Four movies weren't good either.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Let's throw both of those in there.
Okay, we'll throw that and then, like, the first Hulk movie in the trash, because they didn't exist. At least the Iron Man movies were at least okay, you know?
No, they were. They were definitely definitely a step up.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 was I really enjoyed, actually. But then again, entertainment or getting enjoyment out of something is different than being good. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was entertained. Don't get me wrong. I was entertained. I just didn't care for much for the story development. It didn't do much in the way of development, in my opinion. I didn't show that, you know, Tony Stark's a drunk. That's about it.
Well, Tony Stark is a drunk playboy philanthropist and billionaire. So, yeah. In the Avengers, though, since they changed the Hulk, what did you think about this guy? I forgot his name. Mark Ruffalo, yeah. What did you think about him as the Hulk?
I thought he was great. I thought, I mean, they re-emulated the Bruce Banner and the Hulk, in my opinion. That's me.
I agree with you.
Yeah. He actually pulled off Bruce Banner pretty damn well. And since there are so many really amazing people on the Avengers, the two assassins, Black Widow and Hawkeye, they seem to be the least interesting in the movie. Out of everybody on the Avengers?
Well, they have no powers, and they have no special things. I mean, Hawkeye has, like, you know, a few special arrows. What do you do? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't expect much from either one of them. So the very little I did get, I was actually pleased by, because I didn't expect anything from either of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, you know, in the trailer, there's that wide shot of everybody, like, or all the Avengers going into this the ruined city and then going around in a circle. You see Hawkeye pull his bow, and you're like, eh.
No, I love it, because the Hulk roar, and you got Iron Man landing in the background, and Captain America pulls his shield up, and then you have Hawkeye, and his little bow and arrow, and then you have Black Widow, kick, their little gun. I was like, really?
With their little gun, too. Right? I mean, you give it like a shotgun or a machine gun or something?
No, it's a fucking 9mm.
Yeah. 9mm bazooka.
A 9mm, oh my God, it's like just...
Oh my, that's a lane!
It's not even like, it's also an assassin pistol. It's not like a military pistol, so it's freaking quiet compared to like military pistols.
Speaking from a military perspective, we did have 9mm in the gun.
Yeah, but they were like M9s. They were not like crappy little Glocks. Yeah, they weren't Glocks, you know? And that's, from at least what I saw, I think they were Glocks. I don't know. I'm not...
There is someone along now. Glock or Berettas, one of the two.
Yeah, basically. But at least Hawkeye's, his arrows explode. Hers just penetrate armor. Meanwhile, you have the Hulk ripping guys apart, you have Iron Man disintegrating people, and then you have, like, Captain America, who's just bashing people with an impenetrable shield, and then you have Thor, who's a fucking demigod.
Yeah. I do have one question.
What?
What do you guys thought on the fact that Hulk was actually responsive to being a part of the team? Like, you know, Captain America turns around and says, Hulk, smack, you know, he's giving directions to everybody because he's the leader. He's like, Hawkeye, do this, you know, so-and-so do that, so-and-so do this, Hulk, smash. And Hulk just kind of does that smirk. And he jumps off. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, because the previous movies, he had zero conscious thought, if you will. Whereas now he's like, you know, actually participating as a part of a team. What are your thoughts on that? Was that like a little creative licensing going on there? They developing that character maybe?
I don't necessarily think so. Because like in the second Hulk movie, the Incredible Hulk, you know, the okay one, at the very end, like you see Edward Norton in the woods, like meditating, and then it says 100 days since last incident. And then, I think he can turn on and off his Hulk mode, which, you know, once in the Avengers, you see that he can't. Bruce Banner's just like, oh God, I'm stuck in a ship and people hate me. But then later in the movie, he looks back at the Avengers during like a little bit of dialogue and says, okay, the reason I can control my anger so much all the time is because I'm always angry. And then he just transforms on his own. So I think he has like a good amount of control over it, and he's somewhat himself.
That's fair.
Chris?
No, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, pretty much like you said, I mean, the Incredible Hulk did show that he has control over it. And, you know, even in the movie, they mentioned, you know, he's escaped the world and, you know, he has control over it. And, you know, even when he was on the plane, you know, he at least controlled it, at least for that short time period before, you know, Loki blew everything to hell.
Yeah, basically. Him working as part of a team, you know, in the comics, it kind of made sense. Here, it was like, if someone just walked into the movie and, you know, didn't really know much other than the fact, you know, Hulk was angry and he turns into this big green guy and, you know, like, people who know really simple things like that about the comic superheroes, they'll be like, wait, what? You know?
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job at building it up, too. I mean,
yeah, that's true. They, as I said, they did have the whole backdrop saying, okay, this is what's happening. Early on in the movie, they were like, okay, this is the plot. Now let's introduce everybody.
Yeah.
They also did a very good job of saying, like, you know, building up the fact that, you know what, we don't want to let this loose. We don't want to let the Hulk, you know, be the, you know, running around on this helicarrier right now. Because this would be very, very bad. And even Bruce Banner, Mark Ruffalo's character, kept saying over and over, like, yeah, you don't want that. You really don't want that. I thought you just wanted me here for the gamma radiation thing.
Yeah, that is true. And then there was the whole plot about gamma radiation. I know that one person that I went with, because I saw it at midnight in IMAX when it came out. That night, too, I also was dumb enough to buy popcorn for about 15, 20 bucks. That was, ugh. But anyway, yeah, the one guy I was with, he's like, wait, they're talking about some kind of big guy, and they don't want to bring him out. Who are they talking about? And I was like, really, dude? Really?
Really? Come on.
he's on the poster, and if you went to the IMAX premiere, they give you a poster with every Avenger on it.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you guys saw it in IMAX, but the midnight premiere at IMAX, they give you a poster, like, a pretty big one, too. Of every single Avenger on it. And he's like, who's the big guy that's going to be part of the Avengers?
Oh, that's Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, definitely. No, it's definitely Black Widow. I'm sorry, that ass is kind of big. I had to make a Scarlett Johansson ass joke, I'm sorry.
That's perfectly acceptable.
Okay, well, I mean, we're all cool with it, so. Yeah, sorry, lady listeners. We mentioned, like, a few characters and that sort of thing, except for Tony Stark and Captain America. Okay, Tony Stark is still being Tony Stark. Well, you know, an alcoholic billionaire who's trying to build perfect, great energy for everybody that's reusable. And then we have Captain America, who's supposedly the leader of the Avengers. What did you think about that? He didn't really show too much leadership stuff, except in one part of the movie, and that was toward the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird because, you know, he is Captain America. I mean, he should be... he was still the soldier. I mean, he was following Nick Fury's orders about, you know, leading this team or, you know, leading them to this certain part. But yeah, I mean, like, the thing with him is that, you know, he, especially that part where they're, you know, they were trying to fix the helicarrier. I mean, I didn't really feel like he was the Captain America from the movie. He was just a guy that was, I think, still trying to adjust to, you know, being around all these people, a guy that turned into a Hulk monster. Or a guy that, you know, built a suit. I don't know, I felt like his character was, they were still developing his character, even though he already had his own movie.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate on this one and say that, they were still in the whole development thing, cause there were little nuances throughout where, like, you know, Nick Fury, you know, did the whole, Captain America trading card thing, you know, threw them out after, spoiler, Agent Olsen dies, after that moment. And, threw the cards out there. He's like, I just needed them to get that push. And I think that's what he's trying to do to Captain, because Captain America, you know, if you remember at the beginning of the movie, he was pretty cynical about the whole thing and about, being in that timeline. So, I'm going to be a little, you know, like I said, devil's advocate and say that, you know, he needed that push, that little edge and something to just kind of drive him to become that leader. And he didn't become the leader until, you know, when they're all gathered out there in the middle of New York City streets and everything's destroyed. And he says, okay, you know, Tony, I need you to go up here. Hawkeye, I need you to go up there. Black Widow, you're going to stay with me, blah, blah, blah. Hulk smash. And he didn't become the leader until that moment.
I can understand that. Throughout the movie, even before that, we're all told, oh, Captain America is the leader of the Avengers. Oh, you are the leader. Like, that sort of thing. And parts of the movie, you actually see people, like, not in those words, but they basically say that to Captain America. Say, hey, you are the leader. And he doesn't show any leadership qualities until that moment. And as you said, they basically were developing it over the entirety of the movie. So, we mentioned everybody, but really Black Widow and Hawkeye, which, as I mentioned earlier, were just the least interesting of everybody.
I wouldn't say that, because I still would have sex with Black Widow in a heartbeat.
I think everybody would.
Yeah, I think we're on the same boat there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that makes her interesting in my book.
Okay, okay.
And the thing is, I do love Jeremy Renner as an actor.
Yeah.
I'll give him props on that, being Hawkeye.
Yeah, I mean, he did a good job, but still, it was like, as I said, I went with people who have no comic book background at all, and they're like, who's that guy with the bow? And I'm like, that's... and I was like, that's Hawkeye. Who's Hawkeye? I've never heard of that hero. He shoots bows and arrows, or he shoots arrows that are specialized, and he's an acrobat. And they're like, really? They brought a circus performer onto the Avengers, really? That's what he said.
Unfortunately, he had the same role that Stellan Skarsgård had. I mean, he was possessed by Loki for a little while, and both of them eventually broke that little weird spell, whatever, that Loki put on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was really it. I mean, he had the same role as Stellan Skarsgård, and I hate to say it, as much as like Jeremy Renner's an actor, he did. He just happened to have an ability than Stellan Skarsgård. More physical ability, I should say.
I mean, yeah, the thing with Hawkeye is that he wasn't like Hawkeye for a majority of the movie until, you know, that very end scene in New York.
Yeah.
Which he was just a possessed guy that could shoot arrows.
That's really, really well.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
That's his superpower. He could shoot straight and hit his target. But yeah, I mean, like, he wasn't like Hawkeye throughout the whole movie until he got, you know, until he was in New York.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel, and I like Jeremy Renner, like Steve said. I like him as an actor, and I think he's a really good actor, and I think, you know, he has long ways to go in Hollywood, but just the way they used him in The Avengers, along with Black Widow, they're just kind of thrown into the mix. I mean, all these other guys have had their own movies.
Yeah.
And you know, Black Widow was in Iron Man 2, but she was just a supporting role, and same thing with Hawkeye. He was in Thor for like literally 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and they only referred to him by his last name, Burton. So it wasn't like, you know, they're just kind of thrown into the mix.
Yeah, and in Iron Man 2, they don't even mention the name Black Widow. My dad and both my parents also saw Iron Man 2. They came to talk to me because they're like, oh, Raffi's a geek. We'll talk to him because he must know about everything. They went up to me and they were like, yeah, so Scarlett Johansson's character kicks a lot of ass. She's not anybody special in the Marvel universe. She was just some kind of secret agency type person. I'm like, oh god, they didn't even mention the name Black Widow, did they? Oh god. Because I hadn't seen the movie at that point yet. I was just like, oh man, no. They weren't even developed in the movies that they were in, and they didn't have their own movie either. And because, you know, compared to people who were, like, you know, super powered or, you know, super suited, like Iron Man, they're just really, really talented individuals that kill people.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Playing a movie for Black Widow / Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
They're playing a movie with those two together.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It hasn't been greenlit yet, but that's the plan right now. Kevin Feige of Marvel, he's the CEO of Marvel Movies. Yeah. And he's actually said, yeah, we want to do a Black Eye, or I'm sorry, Black Eye, Hawkeye.
A Black Eye and a Hawk Widow.
Yes, a Black Eye and a Hawk Widow movie.
Oh, God. I just imagined Scarlett Johansson's face on Hawkeye. Ugh. No, Hawkeye, like, male bodies. I don't know, I just imagined that. Now, speaking of imagining things, or looking at things, in IMAX, Scarlett Johansson was in 3D. Oh my God.
I wanted to reach out your hand, didn't you?
What?
Wanted to reach out your hand.
No. I knew it wasn't real, but I knew the guy next to me thought it was.
Oh, yeah, like he was one of those porn studios where everybody just starts, you know, doing whatever they do.
Oh, you mean like in trench coats and everything? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the guy next to me was like 15, so I don't think that would have been okay if he did. But,
Oh, that's okay. They got jizz moppers afterwards.
Terrible. we're going to need to start wrapping up in a few minutes. So, just real quick. I saw a Cracked article on this, on Cracked.com, but I also wanted to know you guys' opinions. Who is the better hero in terms of billionaires? Iron Man or Batman?
Oh, Iron Man, hands down.
Okay.
I saw the same article, though.
What about you, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a huge Batman fan, but I think I do have to give the upper hand to Tony Stark.
Yeah, but at the same time, Batman's beaten Superman more times than Superman's beaten Batman, and Superman could probably rip Tony Stark in half.
That's true.
So, but at the same time, Batman also carries, like, kryptonite with him, so he could just punch Superman with it, and he'd be okay.
That's called cheating.
I know. Then again, we're dealing with a Dark Knight, we're not dealing with a White Knight, so... Yeah, the White Knight, all virtuous, true, and honorable, and then the Dark Knight, not so much. Yeah, he doesn't kill people, but he will cripple the crap out of everybody.
That's right.
He will cripple the crap out of you.
I mean, break your pelvis.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, in Marvel, nobody gives a shit if they, like, kill each other, but at the same time, everybody comes back within a few issues. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember Fox News got their panties in a knot when Captain America died during the Marvel Civil War, he got shot by the Punisher. Fox News is all like, oh my God, they killed a symbol of America. And it's like,
my God,
do you guys really...
It's not too many times before then, though.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know, right? And then it's like, it's a comic book. You guys really don't know your shit because you know he's going to come back in a few issues, probably.
Not like 10 times before that.
I know. Oh, Fox News. Phone yeah, news. Well, yeah, exactly. They don't look up their stuff. But anyway, do you guys have any last opinions or anything about the Avengers or the Marvel Universe in general, like the movies? Anything you want to say to anybody out there?
Just one thing. The Avengers rocks. Go see it. You bastards.
And if you've already seen it, see it again.
See it again. Yes, I'm going on Monday.
Exactly.
I'm going on Monday morning. When it's like nice and empty, and I can enjoy it without anybody's crap around me.
Exactly. Chris?
Just go watch The Avengers.
Just watch it. Shut up just and watch it. It.
And Hawkeye kills Black Widow!
Oh no! Okay, thank you guys for joining me on this episode of Universe about The Avengers. Hope you guys have a good Cinco de Mayo. Or Drinko de Mayo. The Hawkeye gets drunk!
Yeah. The Hulk ripped rapes Hawkeye.
Oh God. But any of you guys out there, listeners, thank you for joining us on this special edition of the Universe, the Avengers edition. I'm a guy named Raph. I like your faces, I like your ears. Thank you for listening, and good afternoon or good night. Drinko de Mayo.